Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The girl who's on the phone to do a second date update today had her date end in one of the most awkward ways possible.
Whoa.
Her name is Meredith. Meredith, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
Good. Thank you for doing a second date update today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We don't normally do this, but why don't we start this second date update with the end of your date?
Oh, good.
Let's start at the end.
Because I was dying to hear what happened.
Why don't you tell everybody what happened?
It ended with a hug.
Right.
Ouch.
Okay. That's not that bad.
But that's
what's
not
wrong with that?
The worst part.
Oh, that's not it?
What happened before the hug?
Okay, so keep in mind that we spent almost 3 hours together.
Okay.
And he said, it was nice meeting you, but the entire time of our date, you've actually been calling me Matt, but it's actually Mike.
So you were calling him the wrong name the whole evening.
Yeah, but he didn't correct me, you know?
Oh, no.
I think that's on him.
Yeah, I mean, how am I supposed to know? I heard it incorrectly, and he never once tried to correct me again, so I had no idea.
He did correct you at the end, and what did you say after he said, actually, wait, is his name Matt or Mike? Now I'm confused.
I was calling him Matt, but his name is actually Mike.
Okay.
And what did you say when he corrected you finally at the very end?
I was just so embarrassed, and I was just like, I am so sorry. I had no idea.
So how did you meet this dude?
We met at swing dancing class.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. So
like
you...
previously or that night?
It was literally that day. Like okay. we did the swing dancing class, and then he asked me to go to the bar right after.
Oh, that's good. Because I imagined you having classes with this guy for weeks and weeks and weeks.
No. It was the first class. I'd only heard his name when he first introduced himself,
okay.
Or the wrong name.
Okay.
That makes it a little more excusable then if
right.
it's the first night that you met him and you got his name wrong. Not if you guys had known each other for a while.
Yeah.
Right.
And I assume you thought that the drinks after dancing were going great.
Yeah, I was having a really good time, and I thought he was too. I was hoping that, you know, the night would just keep going on. Maybe we could do something after or, you know, get another drink or something. But he ended up saying that he had to go because he had work the next day. So, I don't know. I guess, I thought he was really enjoying himself, so I was a little bit disappointed.
Other than the name stuff, what did you like about this guy? Why do you want to do a second date update?
When I first met him, he just seemed really, like, goofy, and he said something really funny. When I first showed up to class, I looked around, and I was the only person who wasn't in a couple. I was the only mm-hmm. single person. I mean, I was pretty sure that there'd be other people there, but it was just me and him, so they immediately matched us together. And he cracked a joke. Like, he made me feel less embarrassed, and he was mm-hmm. just like, you know, maybe we should just get married and make this less awkward.
Whoa. That's a cute joke.
Yeah, he was really funny. It was just, you know, it made me feel a lot better about taking the class. And, you know, for a guy who has such a great sense of humor, it just seems really weird that would, like, be right. the reason that he hasn't texted me back anymore.
Was there any other awkward moments that you can think of at all?
There was one other, like, slightly awkward moment. But again, it was, like, closed with a laugh, you know?
Okay, what was it?
Like, midway through or so, I was feeling this connection with him. And, you know, I'd already had a drink, and I'm a lightweight. And I sort of blurted out, like, oh, my God, you remind me of my dad.
Oh. Nobody wants to be reminded of their dad.
Oh, man. I feel like that's worse than calling him the wrong name.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if he would have said, oh, you remind me of my mom?
Oh, gross.
But no, I didn't mean it like that. Like, I was like, no, not in that way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my dad's really funny, and he cracks these jokes. He just reminded me that, like, kind of goofball, the way that he cracked jokes.
So he had dad humor. That's always a compliment.
But, you know, like, I love my dad's sense of humor, and it was just something that I thought I could connect to him with. Like,
right.
Another thing.
Yeah. But if it's a guy that you're romantically interested in, you might not want to draw that comparison.
It's a good piece of advice.
Right.
All right, well, we'll play a song. Come back, call your sort of dad guy named Mike or Matt or whatever and get your second date update, okay?
Hey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.